U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have made history by meeting face-to-face in Singapore. In a joint document, Kim reaffirmed his commitment to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, while Trump pledged to provide security guarantees to Pyongyang.
Short and fat, little rocket man versus lunatic old. 7 months after the U.S. president got into an undiplomatic name-calling spat with the North Korean leader, the two have now made history by meeting face-to-face in Singapore. Only a day after his 72nd birthday on Monday, Trump became the first sitting U.S. president to hold direct talks with the North Korean leader. In front of a row of U.S. and North Korean flags, a previously unthinkable sight, Trump and Kim sounded optimistic about the possibility of sorting out key differences.
I think that working in close harmony with you, Mr. President, of course there will be challenges ahead, but I am willing to do this great work.
Mr. Chairman, it's a great honor to be with you, and I know we'll have tremendous success together, and we'll solve it. Problem, a big dilemma that until this point has been unable to be solved. I know that working together we will get it taken care of. So, good honor. Thank you very much.
After a working lunch, the two leaders signed what they called a comprehensive joint document. As part of the agreement, Trump committed to provide security guarantees to Pyongyang. In return, Kim reaffirmed his commitment to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. After wrapping up the Singapore summit, President Trump held a news conference during which he pledged to stop war games on North Korea's doorstep. He also said U.S. sanctions on the North will remain in place until Pyongyang completely dismantles its nuclear program.
The sanctions will come off when we are sure that the nukes are no longer a factor. Sanctions played a big role. But they'll come off at that point. I hope it's going to be soon, but they'll come off. They, as you know, and as I've said, the sanctions right now remain. But at a certain point, I actually look forward to taking them off. And they'll come off when we know we're down the road where it's not going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. Okay?
The U.S. is speaking of security guarantees in return for complete denuclearization of the North. But the fate of former Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, who was toppled by the West after abandoning his country's nuclear program, and Trump's recent withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal were salutary lessons to Kim. The North Korean leader knows that respecting international law is very low on the list of the Trump administration's priorities that has pledged to put America first.
Joining us live now from London is Dr. Marcus Papadopoulos, who is publisher and editor with Politics First. Marcus, as always, thanks for joining us. What do you make of this summit and the agreement signed?
Well, the fact that Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump agreed to meet with each other in the first place really was an enormous breakthrough. And now that they have met, now that they have discussed pressing issues, really gives us even more reason to be optimistic. But, and this is a very big but, we are just at the beginning of what is going to be a very long road ahead, because North Korea and America are diametrically opposed to pretty much every issue relating to the Korean Peninsula and to the wider region. So yes, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un had, it would appear, a relatively good first meeting. There is a long road ahead, and this is when the hard work will begin.
Marcus, you know, it all comes down to, can the United States be trusted to live by any agreements that it signs?
Well, I think the North Koreans are very well aware of how America behaves on the international stage. And what we are seeing is this. Mr. Trump is saying that if North Korea abandons its nuclear weapons, then America will lift the sanctions and will stop American military maneuvers close to the North Korean border, airspace, and maritime waters. But let's just say the North Koreans do abandon their nuclear weapons, and that is quite a big if. If they do, then the Americans will lift their sanctions and will end military maneuvers close to North Korea. But what happens if the Americans have a change of opinion? Or after Mr. Trump, the next American president has a very different stance on North Korea? It would be very easy and done within a very quick period of time for America to reimpose sanctions on North Korea and to commence with American military maneuvers close to North Korea. Conversely, it would take North Korea a very long period of time to develop nuclear weapons again. So you see, this is why we are just at the start of what is going to be a very long, difficult road. And for the two sides to achieve what they are saying they want to achieve is going to be a Herculean task. It's not impossible, but there's going to have to be many more meetings. But nonetheless, we should applaud this meeting because it is a victory for mankind. It is a victory for peace, but it's going to be a very difficult and problematic journey ahead.
For all, Marcus, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate your insight.